Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and I believe our very own Mike Hawk will cover the story later in headlines. But today we toast 34-year-old Sarah Harris of somewhere in Indiana.
Hiya.
Now, I think we can all agree that counterfeit merchandise is wrong. And if you buy a counterfeit product without knowing it's counterfeit, you're going to be pissed, right? So that was the case for Sarah, who bought a product, believing it to be authentic, but she grew suspicious after she got home. Now, the Better Business Bureau is probably who you should contact, but she was angry, so she called the cops. After two calls, the cops said, fine. They show up at her house, and she explained her situation and handed them the product that she thought was counterfeit. Now, it turns out the product was not counterfeit. It was, in fact, authentic, but it was also methamphetamine.
Oh, yeah.
The cops are like, are you being serious right now? And she's like, yeah, because I've done this before with this same person. This time that it's telling this to the cops. This time when I did it, it affected me different. It felt different. Inside of my body and out. This isn't the right stuff. She grabs her meth, hands it to the cop. I want you to test this. And he's like, we can kind of do that. So whatever the test is, she's like, well, hey, here's we got good news, bad news. Good news is you did get a legitimate product. This is authentic methamphetamine. The bad side is that it's methamphetamine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she was hit with a slew of drug charges. Unfortunately, Mike, we still don't have a law where you get to tack on an extra charge for being stupid.
Damn it.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Aaron, you understand how this year game is played?
Yeah, I believe so. I listen to you guys every day.
Fantastic. Right. The rules haven't changed. I'm feeling good about this. So you have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did somebody find in their food? And finally, hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon.
I think I'm going to do the drugs one.
All right, here's your story. We go to Ohio, where a woman has been charged in an Ohio court after she checked herself into the hospital because she thought the drugs that her friend had sold her was actually a spider egg. 45-year-old Rachel Mitchell, she went to the Mount Carmel St. Anne's after ingesting the drug. And according to a statement, quote, after ingesting the drugs, Mitchell said that she felt like spiders were inside of her. She thought that her friend sold her a spider's egg instead of her preferred drug, and she inhaled baby spiders. Now, when Mitchell arrived at the hospital, she gave the remaining drugs to her nurse and asked that they check it to make sure that it was drugs and not, in fact, a spider egg. The nurse then reported this to the hospital security. From there, they called the police. Now, the officer says when he arrived, he took possession of the drugs before he went into the room and spoke with her. And she told him that she wanted the hospital to run tests on the substance and make sure it was not specifically a spider's egg. Spoiler alert. It was not a spider's egg. It was, in fact, drugs.
What is this, the shot of the day?
I know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Anyway, she has now been charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. The question is, what is the drug? Was it mushrooms, acid, crack, or meth? So mushrooms, acid, crack, or meth? What gets your spidey senses tingling?
Aaron, I'm going acid.
Yes, it.
You know, this sounds to me like a meth thing. I'm going to have to go with meth.
Meth for Aaron.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's meth, and she's just been up for 3 days and now thinks she smoked a spider.
What did she think was inside of her there, but what actually was? Was it mushrooms, acid, crack, or meth? We'll find out next.
That was a tease. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Category Shrugs on Profile. Let's get a woman from Ohio. She was charged after checking herself into a hospital. She believed whatever her normal drugs, whatever she normally swallows, she believed that the last bat she got contained a spider egg, and she felt like that her whole inside of her body was being consumed by small baby spiders.
Instead, it was just good effects from the drug.
It was the drug she was on. All question right. Is she on mushrooms, acid, crack, or meth?
And that is the very question that we posed to you, Aaron. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You went with acid.
I should have known better.
Seems reasonable. Pete Smith, Aaron, both of you agreed and went with meth. I'm afraid it was not meth. No, good old-fashioned crack,
Ted. Yes. Well, I knew shrooms and acid were at, as you did mention she smoked it.
That is correct.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay. Crack.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Now, we all know there's always some drama with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Of course.
They don't generally stay together. So after 3 months of marriage, we found out last week that the Golden Bachelor, Jerry, was going to basically get divorced. Now there's more to this drama.
Uh-oh.
Is he himself a gold digger?
I'm not saying...
but he ain't with no broke...
Here's the deal. People that watched the show, they said, hey, remember how they talked about moving to South Carolina? They had actually gone house hunting there. So the theory is during the process of trying to get a mortgage, she found out that he had some money issues. And maybe he only picked her because she did have money.
He can't get a loan.
One fan says, quote, he was so off on their final date, but his attitude completely shifted when Teresa mentioned that she got into investing later in life and did really well for herself.
You don't say.
He was suddenly 100% into her, despite ignoring her for the first half of their date. Someone else just chimed in. They're like, yeah, that was the turning point. He obviously became interested. His demeanor shifted 180 degrees from indifferent to, you have my attention, a.k.a. you have money.
See what you're doing there, Jerry.
You'll remember last November, the Hollywood Reporter came out with some things that were a little different between the guy that was on the show and the real life version of him. They said that he had juiced up his resume.
He's a restaurateur, is that right? Was that how he made his supposedly?
Mike, you watched it, right?
I don't remember.
Either way, I mean, in the end of the day, even if he was going for the money, it doesn't really matter because they were smart enough to sign a prenup.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. So it's like,
I bet you on a TV show, we're going to go ahead and sign a prenup.
Yeah, but man, when you got to run a credit check on someone, if you're going to do any kind of loan, or do you have any money for a down payment? If I put down 50 grand and you put down 50 grand and we buy the house together, I mean, there's all kinds of, you'll know the tell. You'll know what the deal is.
Oh, yeah. Real quick.
The last thing you want to do is be married to someone and find out that their credit is horrible.
Yeah, right.
Beforehand, you know, or after the fact.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been married. I feel like you would know before the marriage.
You generally have a sense anyway. You can pick up on it, you know.
Okay, for example, Tim, when I bought my place way back when, 2005, on the mortgage, that was my wife and myself on that mortgage.
Okay.
At that time. Okay, we're not married, but
the loan is still in both of our names.
Right.
All right. So if I decide that I don't want to start paying my mortgage, it doesn't only affect me, it affects her. It'll affect her credit score. It'll affect her ability to get a loan because the loan that her name is still on, I have screwed it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be involved in that, correct?
Nope.
Yeah. I've been through it with a couple members of our family, and it's just like... You just find out one person was good with money, one person wasn't, and then...
All hell breaks loose.
Yeah, and it's like, how many times did you refi this bad boy? But either way, yeah, I get it. I'm just thinking, I don't know. I'm already married. I just feel like by the time I actually ever got married, I would have been like, we got to really look at the finances here.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially the older you get.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody in here watch Law & Order SVU?
No.
I don't.
All right.
I see the commercials all the time.
It's the one with Ice-T.
Yeah.
All right. His co-star, Mariska
Hargitay,
right. So basically, they were filming an episode in Manhattan's Fort Tyrone Park last week. Basically, a little girl gets separated from her mother.
All right.
Right? Now, it's a little girl, so she obviously doesn't know what a set looks like as a pose, but the actress is wearing her badge. So the little girl goes up to her and says, can you help me? Like, basically, she thought she was the only real cop there.
Sure.
Like, I'm sure there was some actual cops, but... she, you know, just kind of walked by the film crew. Ice-T didn't bug her. She's, you know, as they say, she's too young to know either of these things. Anyhow, production, they stopped for 20 minutes. The good news is they found the mom. She was just around the corner. You know, it's a park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, you know, good work out of the mom. The kid was smart enough to be like, I'm lost. Right. Because, I mean, look, the normal people like us, you think you could just ask somebody. But, like, you never know.
If you're a kid, you go to that authority figure.
Yeah. I kind of like the way she just cruised by, like, through the set and everything. It was just like, all right, there's the real cop.
I need
cop.
To talk to a cop.
There was a guy in Baltimore years ago when they were filming, I remember it was The Wire or Homicide. Either way, they're on the set, and on this particular scene, there's like 12 cop cars, 24 cops, whatever. There's a guy that had committed a real crime maybe 6 blocks away. Now, the guys on the set don't know this, but this guy takes off running from the real cops.
Right, he's running from the real cops.
Basically turns the corner, sees this set, but again, he sees like 24 cops, and gave himself up. So he lays down on the ground, you know, he's got his hands behind his head, and all these actors are like, what do we do? Right, obviously he's done something, but we're not real cops. We don't know if he's dangerous. But within about 30 seconds, the real cops finally showed up from chasing him. And they explained, like, bro, you just gave yourself up to
That's
actors.
Richard Belzner.
Right. But I was like, that's great, man. Dude just turned the corner, gave himself up, like, oh, man.
Damn it.
Yeah, and that is a tough one for the actor, too, right? Like, well, I have handcuffs on me. Do I just, add a safety? Like, I don't know. Like, if I'm dressed as a cop and somebody runs up and just like, all right, I surrender and gets on the ground.
Yeah, what do you
do? I don't know. Like, do you just cuff him and be like, all right, let's wait for the real cop?
Could you technically call it a citizen's arrest?
I mean, I guess
but is it really arrest?
Right?
No,
it's not. I don't know.
It's just Ned Beatty with his knee in your back.
Right.
Yeah, that's a strange one. But I'm saying as the actor, I guess you... Like, we don't mind here because she was helping a child. And
sure,
she
that's
played
a different
along.
Situation, right, absolutely. But I would do that whether the kid thought I was a cop or not. All right, man, let's go find your parents.
You bet.
No problem. If a guy came out and, you know, I'm turning myself in, and he's telling me this, but like, you're barking up the wrong tree, man.
I mean, I guess the same kind of thing applies, like... Even if I'm not in a cop uniform and somebody comes sprinting down the streets, like, I'm giving myself up. Like, I might stand there for a minute and be like, all right, let me keep an eye on you, blah, blah, blah.
I guess.
So, I mean, if I'm a cop, if I'm a fake cop on TV and I have the cuffs, I'm like, now, look.
You going to go for it?
Yeah, I'm not going
to. Your wallet.
Right, I'm not going to get out, like, my nightstick and start beating on them or, like, tase them or something. And I'm like, I might, you know, throw the bracelets on and be like, let's just see what happens.
Do you have any drugs in your pocket? If you do, put them out now. Sir, is that cocaine? Yes. Tell you what we're going to do. I'll take this in evidence and let you go.
Yeah, and look, I think we've all watched enough Cops or any of the kind of those shows, like, throw them in the cuffs and they'll be like, all right, do you have anything that's going to poke, prod, or pierce me? Like, no, okay.
Would you like a quick selfie and an autograph, perhaps?
Yeah, like, I'm just going to run through what I see cops do on TV. Right?
We'd be great cops.
Yeah, I mean, Again, it's a very odd situation, but I'm like, yeah, that is interesting.
If the guy gives himself up and you're standing there and you're dressed like a cop and he thinks you're a cop, how long do you wait? Like, if the real cops can't show up for 15 minutes, like, bro, look, I got like 3 minutes in me and I'm out of here.
And what's the ruling on, like, because I feel like cops on TV, their uniforms are much closer to the actual cops.
Sure.
But I feel like if I was just walking around town, most cop uniforms you get for Halloween and stuff, you could tell it's not a real cop.
Yes, very obvious.
Right? I feel like if I was, right, you just look like the dog from Paw Patrol or whatever. But I feel like, if I was walking around town, one that looked that authentic, the real cops were like, what are you doing?
Another quick question, since you bring up Paw Patrol, are they based on the Village People?
I don't know, but they have construction worker, cop.
Police guy, or fire person, fire dog. No, yeah. Village People didn't have a fireman, I don't think. I don't remember. Every time I see them, I'm like, oh, it's like the canine Village People.
Yeah, the Native American dog's a wolf.
Yeah. With a dream catcher.
Katy Perry, we all know her. She's leaving American Idol after this season. Yeah. Right. Basically, they asked her recently who would take her spot. Who'd she like to see take her spot?
Okay.
And basically, she said Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll was crazy. I was convinced that anything he had to say when he was on there, he could run for president. He could be my pastor. I might go back to church for him. Just says, so I love him. And I have, you know, and I don't know. That would be kind of funny. Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, and Jelly Roll on there.
He's been training for either like a 5K
he's
or
doing a
5K
with Kreischer and with Segura, I think.
But I think the last update I saw, he said he lost 60 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a lot of weight.
Yes, it is.
You know?
I will say, a couple months ago, he started talking about doing that, and Mike and I were even, and I'm not making fun of Mr. Roll, but like, when you see the actual number, I was like, damn, that's a large range.
He is a big, big dude.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, an amazing story, right? All that bad stuff that happened, turns it all around. Now he's a massive, successful musical artist in any genre.
Fun of his weight, man.
What's that?
I don't make fun of his weight.
He's a huge artist.
But you're right, he is.
Well, there's a reason he wasn't called Salad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And, I mean, look, he knows, right? He called himself Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
And outside of donuts, well, you don't really think about Jelly Rolls a ton. I don't anyhow. I don't know. Miles is sitting around thinking about jelly rolls all the time.
Yeah.
I don't like jelly in my stuff. I like jelly, but I don't like it in pastries.
Really?
I don't like fruit in my pastries.
It's not fruit, it's jelly.
Like the donuts where you bite it and it's got a fruit filling. Or, you know,
a jelly donut.
A Pop-Tart with fruit in the middle of it I don't like.
Really?
No.
Weird ass.
Yeah. That's why little Debbie and me never get along.
That way?
Too many fruit-filled things.
She said you're a D.
I don't know.
I don't know your reasons, but she didn't like you at all.
I'm on the opposite side. Danishes are great. Get a little fruit in there.
Take the donut.
But I will say, the jelly donut, for some reason, was it? Homer Simpson liked the pink one.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow the jelly donut, though, it was like, that's like what the fattest people eat all the time.
Well, as a child, that is the one I wanted.
I want a Boston cream.
Ew, dude, Boston cream.
I want anything with pudding or, you know, I don't know.
Bavarian cream?
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, this will get some reaction. Time Magazine, they always put out their 100 most influential people.
Mm-hmm.
So first, let's see. Artist.
Taylor Swift.
Actually, Taylor Swift is not on here.
Beyonce.
Nope. You got 21 Savage, Fantasia, Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa. Yeah.
Dua Lipa, yeah. I mean, there's a couple people on here I don't even recognize. I'm just like, all right. Again. The list is the most influential people.
Yes.
So it doesn't mean you're going to like them all. For icons, they had Kylie Minogue in there, Michael J. Fox, Elliot Page, Mark Cuban, Sofia Coppola, and then, I mean, that makes sense, right?
I guess that's what, for directing, maybe? Sofia Coppola?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
directing. What else could it possibly be?
Right.
Growing up rich.
I mean, I like this category of the influential people, Titans.
Right. Ooh, Titans.
Kelly Ripa's in there.
Not Derrick Henry anymore.
All right, which NFL player makes the list as a Titan?
Brady.
Manning.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I was going to say Mahomes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, Patrick Mahomes, right? We got the draft coming up next week.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's in Kansas City, right?
No.
It's not.
Detroit.
Detroit, right. Yeah, Detroit.
But Patrick Mahomes, to his credit... You know, as I was talking to a friend last night, like you get this time of year, talk about, do you draft this? Do you draft that? Like, not all the quarterbacks are going to be that good. That's just not how the draft works. And it's like, everybody talks about having a franchise quarterback. It's like, yeah, but outside, Mahomes is the only quarterback I remember in recent memory that seems somehow he can will his team to win.
Yeah, I saw it through the playoffs.
They
played like crap all the way through the regular season. Got to the playoffs and like, we're here to win. Period.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'll
elevate my game as needed. That's how you see him do it on the fly. Oh, crap. We only have 3 minutes left. Okay. Everything I did not do all game, suddenly I'm going to pull all this stuff out and get it done.
13 seconds. We're down by 8. Let's go.
All right. Let's do it.
Well, that's why he's
we got to play for it.
He's a titan of influential people, Mike.
Yeah.
That's why. All right, what are you going to watch tonight? We were talking last week how Conan O'Brien was back on the Tonight Show to be a guest. The series premiere of Conan O'Brien Must Go on Max tonight.
Ah, okay.
He's going to traveling the world, visiting people he met through his podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it. Headlines coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Town of Scotland spends $300,000 for a fountain that just so happens not to work. Meanwhile, a woman calls the cops because her meth was bad that she bought from some jerk. Speaking of drugs, woman sends 7-year-old to school with her cocaine. Florida man shoots wife, but that's when the rest of the story gets truly insane. And also in Florida, NASA confirms they got to replace a guy's roof. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, Tom, we're going to Louisiana, where teachers found something troubling in a student's possession. While going about the school day, the teacher noticed 4 bags inside of one of the students' cubby spaces and elected to call authorities. Did not take long for officers to confirm suspicions and immediately make their way to the student's home to arrest their mother for cocaine possession. Yes,
yeah.
The kid had 4 bags of cocaine in their cubby, which I don't know really why the kid had the cocaine.
I don't know, man.
I kind of hope that the kid was just like, I'm going to take this to school.
How old was the kid?
7. Thank you.
Also a kindergartner.
Right. Ah. Okay.
I'm just doing quick math.
Yep. Yeah. Doesn't add up.
But yeah, I mean, look, if she's doing that much, the kid might, you know, it's like when you see little kids grab like a beer bottle just as they see adults do it.
Exactly. Yep.
He might just be like, oh, I got to take this.
Right.
Mom goes nowhere without it.
Needs her sugar.
Right.
The school released a statement to parents regarding the situation and the mother is now facing several charges.
Which, yeah, I imagine.
That's rough.
Right. The kid bringing it to school, you got to know, is just making the charges even worse. Like, now you're not only endangering your own kid, you're endangering all these others that are at school.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven forbid somebody got a hold of it. It's like, sugar!
Be even worse.
Whee! Yeah, and you're that reckless with it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. That's just much worse than it should be. You get caught with the amount of drugs already going to be bad. But it's like your kid brought the drugs to school that are yours.
Right. This was out in the open to where your kid just grabbed it and took it to school under your nose, by the way.
Oh, pun intended?
Yeah, you got me.
That a boy.
You got me. In other news, speaking of drugs, we go to Indiana where a woman felt cheated. We toasted earlier on today. The report goes that she had made a couple open line calls to a police emergency line, which led officers to send a squad car over to make sure everyone was okay, even though they knew exactly what was going on. What they found was a woman having a bad time and who wanted to make a report that the methamphetamine that she had recently purchased wasn't, quote, what it was supposed to be, claiming that it left her feeling like she was going to have a heart attack. Maybe it was because she started the line after smoking a traditional bowl of meth, but who knows exactly. Either way, she said that she wanted to turn in the seller of the deadly drug, and while authorities were happy to get that information, they also took her in on a handful of charges that she will have to answer for as well.
Hmm.
He sold me bad meth, officer.
Like,
you're just not thinking, man. And like the cops, like, sure, we'll test. Yep, it's meth.
Why, yes, indeed, it is indeed meth. Tell me that it's just that she's all whacked out on meth. Right.
I'm assuming that it is. It's hard to be that stupid without a drug influencing that.
Or maybe I just hope that there's a moment of clarity, like, you know what? I'm going to stop this illegal drug ring.
Or maybe you hang up the phone.
Yeah.
I butt dialed you. My bad.
Right. You're doing meth. You just stick to yourself, okay? You just do your own thing. Don't bring them into it. Over to Scotland, where they've got a lovely new conversation piece. In the small town of West Dunbartonshire, the city council had just completed the installation of a pricey piece of decor, a 250 European pound lighted water fountain.
All right.
In truth, it was a restoration project that hoped to bring the fountain back to its, quote, Victorian era glory. But the biggest issue here is that due to safety concerns, it won't have a single drop of water run through it. The renovation has been met with criticism by locals saying that the fountain was a massive waste of money.
Well, yeah, if it's not a fountain and you're calling it a fountain,
Right.
Kids, we have a water fountain. Now, you cannot get water out of it, but that's a waste of money.
Exactly.
If you called it a sculpture, people might feel a little more like, okay. Right.
Or even an art installation, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
But,
and Brian, once you say fountain and it's not a fountain, then it's absolutely right. A waste of money,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I mean, that's the point of it. Which, other than throwing coins into it, what exactly are we doing with fountains?
You know what I mean? Just brings people serenity, whatever.
Yeah, right, the sound of it and everything. And they just, honestly, they just look awesome.
They do. Like, I'm not against fountains here.
Sounds like you are, Mike. What'd the fountain do to you? You have a bad fountain memory?
Oh, God.
Did you fall in a fountain?
I did, man. It was terrible. My socks got all wet.
I don't know. Maybe it's from old eras, but if there's a fountain in your yard, you seem fancier.
Yes.
Right? Even if it's just like a small one, I'm like, all right.
Well, and even then, like, you think about one of the fancier hotels down in Vegas. Tell me that the Bellagio is all that fancy of a hotel, but it's not being fancier because of the fountains that are out front.
Oh, yeah.
Water installations, man. All day.
But see, there's worse. Otherwise, they call it the Bellagio Skate Park.
Exactly.
That's all.
Exactly. This comes to us via...
If you're going to call it a fountain, make it wet.
Yeah. This comes to us
Let me see your lady fountain.
Oh, no.
Ooh, ugh.
This comes to us via UPI.com. NASA confirmed an object that crashed through the roof of a Florida home was indeed garbage jettisoned from the International Space Station. What do you know? The garbage landed in Florida. The cylindrical object crashed through Alejandro Otero's roof in Naples, Florida on March 8th, and the sound of the crash was recorded by the homeowner's Ring camera. It was taken by NASA to be examined, and the space agency has now confirmed that it was indeed the remains of a 5,800-pound cargo pallet of depleted nickel hydride batteries. Jeez. That was jettisoned from the ISS in March back in 2021.
Can you sue the Russians, too?
That's a good point. There's everybody up there.
Right?
50-50, right?
Like, come on now. Everybody's in on this. I just love that it landed in Florida. I don't know why, but it's almost poetic that it landed in Florida.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just...
A bunch of it landed in Mexico, too. Blew across the Gulf. That was just... It was a ton of debris.
Just
a couple things.
Right.
But it was jettisoned out, and then it landed here. Like, you can't point it the other way.
Right.
It's kind of where I'm at. Come on now. And just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth...
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Maine, where a gun shop has an interesting mascot. The owner of the store told media outlets that he was out in the woods one day when he happened upon a small calf that had been abandoned by its mother in the woods. Seeing the calf scared, alone, and cold, he took the animal in, and he and his wife nursed the young bovine back to health. Afterwards, he elected to bring the calf into the store to work with him and has since become an unofficial mascot, bringing smiles to all customers that come in and meet him.
I thought you just meant they picked a weird mascot, like Billy the Bullet.
Right.
Billy
the Bullet.
Right? Or,
I don't know. I mean, that'd be a good mascot, but no, this is a feel-good story. They brought the cow out.
Also, it just seemed funny that a store would just have its own mascot. I mean, you're not Bucky's.
Right.
Cool. Yeah, exactly.
Men's Room Sports, your Seattle Kraken are in the midst of their season finale. It is already done. I believe this is season 3 is coming to a close tonight. They are currently in Minnesota taking on the Wild, and the third period has just begun over on ESPN. Currently tied 1-1.
All right.
Hopefully they can end it on a high note. Let's end with a win, boys.
You've also got baseball on FS1 and hockey wrapping up its season on ESPN. The playoffs will begin shortly. As far as your weather, I hope you enjoyed the weather today because we can expect the same tomorrow. Looking at temperatures cooling up in the mid-40s tonight, and the heat is back tomorrow with temperatures expected to hit a high right around 70.
Nice.
And the wonderful sunny skies.
Oopsie-daisy.
And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
We'll see you tomorrow for the return of Ted versus the FCC in a 420-inspired Bad Choice Friday.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.